880 AM, The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 1990s, and has closed over $1 billion in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected, he has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 AM, The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back with another edition of Freed on Business. We're having a great time here in the studio. We've got Jonathan Bletcher. He's a criminal defense attorney here in Miami. He's cracking me up already. Later on in our first half hour, Jonathan will be talking to me about what happens if you decide to drink and drive and you're pulled over for suspicion of driving while under the influence. The rest of our guests today include the Tim Becker. He's the director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We're going to talk about the emerging trends in Florida real estate with Tim. I've got a special question for him about the single-family home residential market that one of our listeners sent me. We'll see if we can get Tim to answer that. We already talked about JB. He's going to speak in the second half of our first half hour. Our next half hour will be started off with Corey Vanderpool. We're going to talk about how to save money by cutting your energy costs in your hotel developments. And then we're going to end up the show today with Tarek Maddox. Tarek is a BS exercise physiology. He's an exercise physiologist. He's my exercise and strength and conditioning coach. He also worked with the New York Jets. He works with Frank Gore and Lamar Miller. This week we're going to talk about how to keep your kids safe over the holiday season while they're staying in shape. News of the day, well, Nelson Mandela finally passed away, so God bless Nelson Mandela and all the things he stood for. His legacy will live on for quite some time. The stock market went down today on positive economic news. Counterintuitive? Not really. Positive economic news means that the Fed will soon start easing, easing its quantitative easing. It'll stop buying securities to keep interest rates low. That means it'll be tougher for businesses and consumers to finance their debt. That's why the stock market went down. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Tim Becker, director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We'll be talking about their emerging trend study and what the forecast in the near term is for Florida real estate. Back after this.
To that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Hey, everybody. You know, as we get older, we're all at risk for developing cataracts. And with the new laser cataract procedure co-developed at Bascom Palmer Eye Institute and new high-definition lenses, you can be seeing near, far, and everywhere in between in no time. So call, this is my favorite part of this ad, call 305-243-2020. That's right, call 305-243-2020. That's a play on 2020 vision. To schedule a consultation today, trust your eyes to the best. The folks at Bascom Palmer have been rated number one eye hospital in the country 10 years in a row by U.S. News & World Report. So visit BascomPalmer.org or call 305-243-2020 to schedule your consultation today.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
High five to Lauren Book for winning L'Oreal's Woman of Worth Award. Well done. I voted 4 times a day, 8 times when I could vote twice a day. So, Lauren, I'm glad I was able to help you. And another person that's helping Lauren is Warren Henry. If you go to Warren Henry Automotive, they're giving out Lauren's Kids license plate vouchers where you can register for a Lauren's Kids license plate. So work with myself and the folks at Warren Henry to support Lauren's Kids. And remember, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They're exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for, well, 4 years for me. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we've got Tim Becker. He's the director of the Kelly A. Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies up at the University of Florida. We're going to talk about the center's current study of the emerging trends in Florida real estate. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Jim. How are you?
I am on a whole bunch of Gatorade, so everybody out there is duly warned. Now, Tim, you know, you guys study the entire state of Florida. I live down here in Miami where it's absolutely on fire. Has that fire started to spread to the rest of the state yet?
I think it has started to spread to the rest of the state. We're starting to see a big pickup in Orlando and Tampa and even in Jacksonville.
Well, that's great. Now, we always talk commercial, but one of our listeners asked me to ask you a quick question about residential. And while I thought it might be Miami-centric, it's really not. What do you think the impact on overall consumer demand and its ability to buy homes is going to be in the face of all of these institutions buying homes and then the future uptick in interest rates and then the dumping of these homes either on an individual basis or in an IPO? How's that for an easy question to start it off?
Holy cow. That's a tough one to answer. You know, I think the biggest factor in that is really going to be the interest rates. You know, where are they going to go and how much of a home can these folks afford to pay for? You know, the fact that more homes are going to be on the market, I don't think that's a really big issue. In fact, right now, the problem we're having is not enough inventory on the market. So more inventory coming on the market, I think, is a good thing, particularly at the lower end of the spectrum. But the interest rate question is really the one that's going to be interesting to see what happens over the course of the next year.
Well, I can already tell you that yesterday in the Wall Street Journal, I read what I would call a leading little indicator out there, where it was an editorial that talked about ways to solve the pending international debt crisis. And one of the ways that they suggested was inflating us out of it. So all I could tell you, Tim, is those interest rates are coming. Put your hard hat on. Well, Tim, let's go around the state. We talked about the major metros. You're up in Gainesville. Let's talk about the impact the University of Florida is having on one of our smaller markets. What's going on up in Gainesville?
Well, Gainesville, you know, is a market that's surprisingly probably one of the hottest in the state, and that even includes Miami. There's a tremendous amount of work going on here, a tremendous number of projects going on. I think innovation coming out of the university is a big part of that. Certainly, our unemployment rate has been the lowest in the state for pretty much throughout the course of the recession, and so we're seeing a tremendous amount of growth going on in here, Gainesville, and we're excited about it.
Well, I see a common thread between Gainesville and Miami, and that's the technology and entrepreneurs. How about the rest of the markets? Are they seeing run-ups in tech and entrepreneurship and thought leadership, which is causing them to have this new round of growth as well?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you're going to see that around most of the major institutions in the state. UCF, obviously, what's happening at Lake Nona and Medical City, and all the incubators they have going on at UCF is a tremendous source of growth for people going forward. You know, the one caution with that is any of these incubators or innovators that are getting funding from the government. That slowed up a little bit, particularly this past quarter with the closure of the federal government.
Well, they have to call my friend Matt Hagman at the Knight Foundation. He's all about getting entrepreneurs into the next century funded and going, because he agrees with me and believes the same thing I do. We don't just need jobs. We need careers, and the careers come from those types of folks. Now, we talked about Gainesville. We touched on Orlando. We spent a little time here in Miami. What's going on in Tampa?
You know, Tampa is coming back pretty fast. Their unemployment rate has dropped tremendously over the past year. They're down to about 7%, just under 7%, and I think they're seeing a lot of investment going on in that marketplace. You know, office across the state has been pretty rough. I think office is starting to come back a little bit more in Tampa, and you know, they're seeing a lot of things happening in the downtown market.
Well, Tim, what do you think the impact is on this new rail system? I know that we scuttled a long time ago the federally funded high-speed rail, quote-unquote, but here in Miami, and I know also up in Orlando, they're starting to get, I just got to say it this way, real traction with commuter rail. That's going to have some great impact on not only ways of life and traffic and community, but residential development. How's that rolling out? Oh, God, I did it again.
I think that's going real well. And, you know, it follows a trend that we're seeing nationally, and that's a move towards urbanism. I think a lot of the folks who are graduating today, the Generation Y folks and the millennials, they really want to live in urban areas. And the only way that we can afford to continue growing those urban areas is to improve the public infrastructure. And certainly you see that in Miami with the traffic down there. You really need the light rail. You need those things to move people so they don't have to be in a car. And I think it's going to be very successful in Orlando. And hopefully we start investing as a state in those type of projects.
Yeah, I know that we've got you. The guy up after you, my friend John Bletcher, who I met at the University of Florida, is a big DUI attorney down here. And I can only tell you that sometimes I think that the people that are on the road on my left or on my right are drinking, but really it's just that blue glow that kind of gives them away as they start texting away. Better think about that, JB, and what that means to DUI. It should be driving while distracted should be against the law against that, too. Now,
Tim,
there you go. We got a vote from the northern part of the state. Tim, we've only got a couple of minutes left. So what's the real big theme, the trend, the conclusion that you guys came up with in the emerging trends? And that's available on your website, by the way, isn't it?
Yeah, it will be on Monday. The newest version will be up on Monday at realestate.ufl.edu. And I think the big thing for us this quarter was the fact that we fielded the survey during the time when the government was shut down. So I'm not sure if that was a positive or negative effect. But I think overall, the optimism continues for the state as far as real estate goes, and that's really based on the fact that the economy in the state is improving. And I don't know if you saw the latest numbers come out of tourism, but we set a new record for the third quarter. We're going to set a new record for the state for this year, and tourism is booming. And that's benefiting Orlando and Miami probably disproportionately for the rest of the state. But, you know, optimism continues to grow. It will continue to grow as long as the federal government doesn't do anything to screw it up.
Yeah, I don't want any tourists going to the Southwest Coast because that's where I go.
But I'm with you, Jim.
Yeah, well, we've seen a whole bunch of hotel developments spring up here in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. So I agree with you, Tim. The tourists and those folks are coming, and they're coming back strong. And I know the city of Miami is glad about that with their baseball stadium debt being tied to the tourism receipts. Now, Tim, what about the southwest of Florida? You know, Fort Myers took it heavy on the chin. We've only got about a minute left. So tell me a little bit about Fort Myers and then where we can go for info on the Bergstrom Center.
Well, I think Fort Myers is coming back as well. I think they're having a kickoff a great season here with retirees, second home buyers coming back into the state. They have Hertz moving into Fort Myers, which I think is a big, big deal for those guys. And they're going to see a big rebound coming back for the Southwest Florida area.
Well, Tim, go ahead, buddy.
And, you know, the Bergstrom Center, you can find everything you need to know about us online at realestate.ufl.edu. You can follow us on Twitter at Bergstrom Center. You can follow our Facebook page, Bergstrom Center, on Facebook.
Well, I love tweeting back and forth with you and the rest of the team there at the Bergstrom Center. My high five goes to Denise and the rest of the team up there. And I want to thank you for being on the show. We'll look forward to seeing you at the Trends Conference. Make sure you get me a nice flyer so we can start doing some live reads advertising that starting in January.
That sounds terrific, Jim. I appreciate you having me on.
Well, thanks for being on. We'll be right back after this short break with John Bletcher. If you got to drive while you have had a drink or two at the holiday season, you better stay with us because we're going to talk about what happens when you get that little tap, tap, tap on your window because you had the blue lights in the back. Back after this, DUI attorney Jonathan Bletcher. Take me away.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
All right, it's time for me to talk about my friends at Warren Henry. And when you're looking to buy a lease a car like I have all the time over the last 20 years, these are my guys, you want to get every advantage that you can. Also, high five out to Steve. Steve asked me who to go to. I sent him to Warren Henry. He compared that to Volvo. He compared that to Cadillac. He stuck with the Warren Henry Infiniti. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. He got the Q50. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for an entire year. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
If I suspect a child's being harmed,
I commit.
I'll do something.
I'll report it.
Even if I don't have all the details.
Even if I'm not sure.
I'll take a step to protect a child.
For me, it's just a call.
Just a call.
Just a call.
For a child,
it's everything.
I commit my eyes,
my voice,
to protect our children.
Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're here with Jonathan Bletcher. He's a criminal defense attorney here in Miami. He's practiced for over 30 years. He's a former state prosecutor who lectures frequently on DUI and criminal defense topics to business, civic, and legal organizations. John has defended thousands of criminal cases over the years, from DUI to drug trafficking to homicide. Thank God you don't defend me. I'll call you, though, if I need it.
It's only a matter of time,
Jim. Oh, thank you, JB. Jonathan is an AV-rated attorney by Martindale Hubbell, superb rated by AVVO, AVO, and has been recognized as a South Florida legal leader in Who's Who in Law. We urge you not to drink and drive, but if you must, we're going to discuss what to do if you're pulled over for suspicion of DUI. And also, I want to talk about distracted driving. Welcome to the show, John Bletcher.
Jim, thank you very much. You know, I just want to go over just a couple of quick stats here. In Florida last year, 61,000, almost 62,000 people were arrested for DUI. Over 1.2 million drivers were arrested in 2011 for DUI across the country. And the rate of drunk driving is the highest among 21 to 25-year-olds, almost 25% of arrests are people that are in the 21 to 25-year-old range. That's college-age kids. And in 2011, 15% of all drivers involved in fatal crashes during the week were drunk, compared to 31% on the weekends.
Well, all I can say is the other thing you didn't mention is DUI used to mean driving while intoxicated or something, DWI. DUI is something different. They do all kinds of things now, just not alcohol, right?
Well, DUI has sort of been morphed into the state of Florida. It's driving under the influence of alcohol or a controlled substance. You could be DUI a couple of different ways, one with an unlawful blood alcohol level or driving while your ability is impaired. The statutes are similar all across the country. They just call it different things, DWI, DWAI.
Well, people, you know, come up to you all the time, I'm sure, and they ask you, what happens if I get stopped and the cops think I'm DUI? What does somebody do when the blue lights go off behind them, John?
Well, you know, Jim, the key word that you mentioned there is that if the cops think that you're DUI. DUI, the first contact that you have with the police officer is that he has a suspicion that you're driving under the influence. Now, you haven't been convicted of DUI. You haven't been charged with DUI. He just has a suspicion. So what you don't want to do is to give the police officer anything more to use against you. If he thinks that you've been drinking, if he smells the odor of alcohol on your breath, if he asks you to get out of the car and take roadside sobriety tests, there's about a 95% chance that you're going. You're going to end up in the backseat of that police car. It's a very sobering experience for a lot of people. But what you don't want to do is to give the police officer any more evidence against you. Be nice and respectful. Try to say as little as possible. Have your documents ready. Don't try to fumble through your wallet. Don't try to talk your way out of it because it's not going to work.
You know, that makes me feel good because I once got out, I got field tested, and they told me to get back in my car. So I feel like I may have beaten the odds already, so I don't ever want to get stopped by these guys.
You were one of the lucky ones, Jim. And in Dade County, we have DUI task force officers in Miami-Dade Police Department and City of Miami Police Department and FHP. And they are roving patrols. They are out there with breathalyzers in their cars. They have brand new Ford Explorers with it's like a mobile command center. They have a breath test machine in the back of their car. They have lights. They can do video of you. So you better watch out this holiday season.
Well, as a driver, I'm thrilled because I don't do that. And so I'm thrilled that they're getting these people off. You can almost pick them out sometimes. Now, let's say they've pulled somebody over. Does that person have to submit to a breath test? And what happens if they don't?
Well, let's talk about a couple of things. If you don't submit to a breath test, then the officer has probable cause to believe that you're under the influence. If you refuse to submit to the test, your license is going to be suspended for 1 year by the Department of Motor Vehicles. But what the officers don't tell you is that if you take the breath test and you blow over a .08, DMV is also going to suspend your license for 6 months. So while you have the ability to refuse, they can't put a gun to your head and force you to take the test. You have
acceptance Miami Gardens at that quick stop.
Except in Miami Gardens at that quick stop. And you know, it's funny, Jim. I love YouTube. And, you know, a picture speaks 1,000 words. And in YouTube, since video is 3,000 frames a second, some of these videos can really, really speak volumes. There are countless opportunities that people have when they get stopped at DUI roadblocks to videotape the officers doing their roadblock questions. In fact, there was a case in Tennessee recently where a kid had the gumption to challenge the police officer on what he could and could not ask him to do at a DUI checkpoint. The officer ended up getting crazed and dragged the kid out of the car, but that kid knew what his rights are. It's important that people understand that they don't have to suffer for police actions.
What are their rights, Jonathan?
Well, really, you have limited rights. But the officer can't ask you, at least at a DUI roadblock, anything more than just general preliminary questions. All you have the obligation to do is to give him your driver's license, registration, and insurance information. And if he asks you where you're going, you don't have to answer that question. You're not in custody. It's not a custodial situation. And if the police officer doesn't have probable cause to believe that you're under the influence, he's got no right to ask you these questions. DUI roadblocks have very specific guidelines and limitations as to what officers can and cannot do.
Now, my urban legend thought on that is it's a very programmatic thing, and they have to do the same thing to each person every time. And if they veer off of that, it kind of invalidates things.
You know, it's important that people understand what the penalties are for DUI in Florida. At this time of the year, you know, we have a lot of people that are driving under the influence. But let me tell you what a possible conviction could result in. There's a minimum driver's license revocation of 6 months, 50 hours of community service, fines and court costs that come to about $1,200, DUI school, which is 12 hours of alcohol education. There's counseling that you could have after that, possible ignition interlock device, depending upon what the blood alcohol level is. And then there's consequences beyond a DUI conviction. There's increased insurance, possibility of losing employment, driver's license revocations. In fact, some countries won't even let you in. Canada won't let a United States citizen into their country if they have a DUI conviction. You may have to go through a 5-year rehabilitation period in order to be able to travel. You may get stopped at the border and sent away.
I'm speechless. I don't even know what to say. So, John, if somebody's facing that, what suggestions do you have our listeners? You know, because these holiday parties, social events, lonely time they're drinking. I mean, there's a lot of things that go on in the holidays that drive people to substance abuse and drive.
Well, I'm out there driving just like anybody else, so I don't want anyone who's been driving under the influence to hit me. What I can tell you is that you should never drive impaired. You should get a designated driver. You should know what your limits are. And you should also realize that drugs, even prescription medications, not just playtime drugs, pharmaceutical medication can even cause DUI impairment. You can call a taxi. Most businesses will call a taxi for you. And, you know, Jim, there's even a more serious problem. It's distracted driving. People that are texting while driving, every single person that drives on the road, you can see them. You can see them in your rearview mirror.
It's a person holding up the block of 75 cars during rush hour with the one gap you want to get to. That's the person on the text.
Car and Driver magazine did a recent study, and they tested two of their staff members while driving vehicles at 70 miles an hour. It turned out that the person that was texting while driving showed greater signs of impairment and increased stopping distance than the person that had been under the influence of alcohol.
You know, it's something that I personally believe is definitely true. I think that every single person in our listening audience has driven up past the person that's been slow poking on the left-hand lane and seen what they were doing. Texting, eating, drinking.
Putting on their makeup.
I was getting to that next, but you beat me to the punch.
I don't mean to sound misogynistic, but yeah.
It's unbelievable what goes on out there. Now, people need some help. How do they get a hold of you, JB?
Well, I have several ways people can get in touch with me. My website is DUIlawdefense.com. That's DUIlawdefense.com. My Twitter is DUIlawdefense. I am Jonathan Bletcher, PA. I have offices in the Kendall area in Dayland. I travel all over the state, and I'm licensed to practice DUI in any county in Florida. And I've been doing it for a very long time. So if they want to reach me, they can reach me on my website, again, DUIlawdefense.com.
Okay, well, that's great. John, we have to have you back another time after the holiday season so we can give sort of a look back and see, maybe get some war stories the next time. Jonathan Bletcher, local DUI attorney, statewide DUI attorney, lecturer all across the state. Thank you so much for being on our show for our pre-holiday warm-up on what not to do during the holiday season. We'll be right back after this short break. We're going to have Corey Vanderpool. She's the Director of Business Development with Magnum Energy Solutions. We're going to talk about how to save money on your commercial real estate in general and on your hotel property specifically. Back after this with Corey Vanderpool and Magnum Energy Solutions.
Long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage.
Every year in Florida, tens of thousands of children are abused or neglected. Many more continue to suffer because their abuse is never reported. In every case, there are signs. They may not be obvious. Reporting child abuse can save a life. And under Florida law, it's everyone's responsibility. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, everybody. When you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can, and that's why you have to check out Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime, for 4 years after your purchase. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Are you an event marketer that has no time to worry about social media marketing and promotions? This is where socialmedia305.com can work in conjunction with you. We specialize in promoting events, marketing, doing recaps, and most importantly, having team members on site. If you're interested in having your event promoted, give us a call at 305-710-2273. Again, that's 305-710-2273. And always remember, socialmedia305.com is a social relations company.
You don't have to be a world-class athlete to be treated by one, like one. Renowned orthopedic surgeon Dr. Lee Kaplan and his team at UHealth Sports Medicine are the official sports medicine providers of the Miami Hurricanes, and they can be your care team, too. Combining unsurpassed expertise with care that puts you first, UHealth Sports Medicine is the region's only university-based sports medicine provider. That means you have access to the very latest treatments, often before they're available anywhere else in South Florida. It's all geared towards getting you back in the game quickly and safely. To schedule your appointment, visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
This is the Wall Street Business Network.
South Florida's only business radio station, 880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, the show is rolling into the second half hour, and that means it's time to tell everybody about UHealth, because UHealth is the University of Miami Health System. They bring us the brightest minds and the best care right here into South Florida. UHealth is big. It includes more than 300 specialty doctors, dozens of locations from Miami to Palm Beach Gardens, and now UHealth is in Plantation, and I've been out there. It's just a beautiful facility. What helps set UHealth apart is its comprehensive approach that they bring to healthcare. You might have several doctors for a couple different health issues, but do they ever talk to each other? Do they ever cross-reference your symptoms and medications to make sure your care is second to none? Well, at UHealth, they do. More than collaborative care, UHealth is powered by the University of Miami's Miller School of Medicine, where research and clinical trials bring state-of-the-art treatment to our community. Seriously, these are some of the best-rated hospitals in the country. UHealth includes Bascom-Palmer Eye Institute, ranked number one by U.S. News & World Report for a 10th year in a row this year. It also includes the world-renowned Sylvester Comprehensive Care Center. If you want to see what healthcare is going to look like in the future, just ask these guys. You can learn more about UHealth through the UHealth Discovery Series, now online at uhealthdiscovery.com. It focuses on different departments, doctors, and patients that make UHealth great. It also focuses on the breakthrough discoveries that are changing healthcare for the better. They're doing some really innovative things over at UHealth. They've even discovered out a way to use a person's own adult stem cells to regrow dead heart tissue. That means if you ever have a heart attack, they can help you save yourself. There's always something new to discover about UHealth, and you never know. It could be just what you're looking for. Discover how breakthrough medicine from UHealth can work for you. Call 305-243-4000 or visit uhealthdiscovery.com to learn more.
Wow, I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. I feel good. I knew that I wouldn't. So good, so good. I got a year.
Wow. All right, we've got Corey Vanderpool on. She's the Director of Business Development for Magnum Energy Solutions. She joins us every couple of weeks to discuss their unique technology and how it helps building owners save on their energy costs by cutting unneeded electrical usage. Corey, welcome back.
Hi, thanks for having us again.
Oh, it's my pleasure. How is it up in the frigid Great White North?
Actually, I'm calling in from New York City today, so it is It is actually a balmy 55 outside.
No, awesome. It's only about...
We're not Florida, but we're not too cold.
Oh, that's okay. Good for you. Good for you. Well, listen, you know, Magnum helps people manage their energy situations. I know that one of your main focuses is the hospitality industry. So I know that when I check into a hotel, the first thing I do is walk into the room and crank the air conditioning down until it starts making water outside on the windows. I mean, yeah. How do you guys help the hotel people here?
Yeah. So what we do is we implement what we refer to as in-room energy management technology, and that means putting in systems that not necessarily prevent you from doing what you do. That's fine. When you're in the room, you have full control over your thermal comfort, over your thermostat, over your lights. It's when you decide to leave that room that then we would determine that there's not occupancy in that room, and we would subsequently set back the HVAC system, turn off the lights, and also potentially control plug loads. So when you're in that room, you have full control to do whatever you want. It's when you leave that we decide to automatically adjust lighting, HVAC, and plug loads to help save that hotel owner money so that he can actually use that saved money towards maybe putting in more amenities for their guests.
Now, I walked into a brand new office building here in Miami today, and it's one of the new LEED certified buildings. Mm-hmm. Does your system qualify and help people to achieve LEED certification? What does that really even mean?
Sure. Well, there's kind of two main programs when it comes to receiving some sort of certification or notoriety for the steps that you're making from a sustainability standpoint in any kind of building, hotels included. So the LEED program, our technology can help gain considerable points towards your certification, whether it's you're going for certified or all the way up to platinum. In fact, because our technology is both wireless and batteryless, we actually get credits towards the category of innovation and design. So we can actually, just with our controls alone, help buildings, hotels, whatever they may be, achieve about 23 points just by using our technology. And then the other program is Energy Star, although not a certification per se. We would be able to help a building that's determined they want to improve their Energy Star rating. We would be able to do that through our controls as well. So those are the two main programs that people typically utilize for letting others know in the industry or letting their customers know that they're making steps to improve their sustainability.
Now, I was talking to one of the owners of your company the other day, Don Weidenfeld, and Don was telling me about the scientists behind your technology. Now, I know that when we first started the space race here in the 1960s, we took a whole bunch of engineers and scientists from Germany, and they helped us reach the moon. Sounds a little bit like what you guys have going on over there.
Well, yeah, so if you're talking about kind of the where our technology stemmed from at its inception, it was also from Germany. So it comes from a long line of engineers that take engineering very seriously. So the core of our technology, or the protocol that we utilize, the ability for it to both communicate wirelessly but also be battery-free, stemmed from some German engineers, yes. So we consider it to be pretty best in class when, from that standpoint.
Well, I don't want to give anybody the wrong impression. All your products are made in America, right?
100%. Yes, absolutely. So, although the technology or I don't want to get into the technicalities of it, but the core of that technology, the protocols, come from Germany. But our products, Magnum's products, are made all in the United States. In fact, they're made within about a 100-mile radius of our offices in Ohio, and we're very proud of that fact.
That's terrific. Now, you have your products. They're constructed in Ohio, but then you go out and you install them. I know I've got a whole bunch of friends. We heard earlier in the show that tourism is up and strong in Orlando and in Southeast Florida. So I've got a whole bunch of friends that are building a bunch of new hotels. How do you save these people money? It's just not on retrofits. You can work on this from the beginning, right?
Absolutely. Our technology, although we promote it and tend to talk about it from a retrofit standpoint, since it is wireless, so it makes it very easy for a hotel owner to go in to their existing operations, not disrupt anything happening at their hotel and implement the technology very quickly without any adverse impacts or any disruptive operations. So from a retrofit standpoint, it's excellent, but it also can absolutely be used in new construction. And it's not only are they implementing, of course, the energy management technology, but because it is wireless, there is the potential to have some savings from running switch legs and wiring to what traditionally would have to be wired devices. So there's an economic incentive to both retrofits and to new construction.
Now, we always talk about what you can do for, we'll just in this case say, hotels. Mm-hmm. And then you mentioned that your install is pretty easy without having a lot of damage. So I got to think that the cost of bringing your program into a facility, either existing or to be built, is considerably less than it would be if somebody needed to bring out a bunch of trucks and screwdrivers and hammers and saws and all that other stuff.
Absolutely. That's the beauty of wireless technology, and that's the beauty of our batteryless technology, because it's very easy and straightforward to install from the beginning, and it's also much lower cost to maintain over the long term, because you don't have any wireless solution that most people know about that is not batteryless, obviously has batteries in it. And those batteries have to be replaced just like anything else that is battery powered. But with ours, you don't have those ongoing costs associated with it. So we have hotels that actually we train them and then they do a self-installation.
Wow.
We can do the installation. We have third parties that can do the installation. So it's it's a very flexible technology from the installation standpoint.
Now, we've only got about a minute or so left, so I want to let everybody know how to get a hold of you, but we've left out the big question. What's the benefit to the bottom line if somebody switches their hotel over to your system?
Well, I mean, we have proven case studies in hotels across this country from the East Coast all the way out to Hawaii, where we're saving the hotel owners between 25 and 45% on their energy bills.
Whoa.
And in most hotels, their electricity consumption represents at least on average $1 per square foot. And in some cases, it's 10% of their operating costs. So you're talking about significant savings. And I want to always point out that this does not mean that there's going to be, because hotels, number one priority is making sure their guests are happy. Our technology in no way adversely impacts. In fact, in some hotels, we're actually giving them more control than they've ever had before. So it's important to mention not only we're saving energy, but we're making sure the guests are still just as happy as they were before. And with more money in the hotel owner's pocket, that's going towards better pools, better spas, better workout facilities, better TVs in the room, so on and so forth.
I like that. I know my wife likes that, too. Hey, Corey, we've got to go, but if people want to get a hold of you and learn how they can save money and improve their commercial real estate or residential home, how do they get a hold of you guys?
Sure, absolutely. Our website is at magnumenergysolutions.com, and they can also call our main number at 330-656-9365.
Hey, I want to thank you so much for sharing your technological innovation with us and our whole audience. Corey, we want to thank you for being a part of the show. We look forward to hearing from you again in just a couple weeks. We'll be right back after this short break with Tarek Maddox talking about how to keep your kid in shape without hurting them in the process. Again, thanks to the folks at Magnum Energy Solutions, especially you, Corey. Thank you for joining us. All right, it's good business to give your customers what they want. The folks at Magnum Energy Solutions know that, and so do our friends at the Warren Henry family of auto dealerships. Land Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, and Jaguar. They know that, and that's why they always give their customers more. When I leased my two Infinities from them, and boy, I've been leasing cars and buying cars from them for 20 years, I knew I was getting the best price because they guaranteed it. Their best price guarantee is part of a package of benefits called the Warren Henry Advantage. You get complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, and even a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years after you make your purchase or your lease. So if you buy or lease any new Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Volvo, or Jaguar from Warren Henry, or even if you buy one of their pre-owned cars, You'll get the Warren Henry advantage, too. Add in the exceptional service they deliver, and you'll see why they've been in business for over 35 years. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
And I want to remind everybody that you helped Lauren win the Woman of Worth Award internationally from L'Oreal by going online and voting. So now take your efforts and direct them to her new LawrenceKids.org for Hope, Love and Healing license plate designed by Romero Brito. You can go to www.lawrencekids.org for more information. Help us reach our goal and get this license plate on the road.
You look forward to that moment all week long. You throw on your favorite Dolphins jersey, pack the coolers into the car, load up the kids, and hit the road. No matter how many times you do it, when you drive up to Sun Life Stadium, you get that feeling of excitement like it was your first Dolphins game. Between tailgating, spending time with family and friends, and seeing the game live, Miami Dolphins football is creating moments every game day. Get your tickets today at Dolphins.com. Be the home field advantage. South Florida's only business radio station.
Part of the Wall Street Business Network.
880 AM, The Biz. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are with Tarek Maddox. Tarek is on. He's a trained exercise physiologist. He worked with the New York Jets, and he also has worked with me. He's helped me stay fit for life. And, Tarek, I'm scrolling through my pictures from the holiday, looking at you working out with my nephew. You're the man. So let's talk this week about what's coming up over the next few weeks for many people in our listening audience. How do they keep their kids in shape without hurting them? Because I noticed when my nephew started doing some exercises the wrong way, he even at his young little age, he's 11, he got strains in his back. So how do we keep people, our young people, hashtag fit for life, Tarek Maddox?
Thank you for having me, Jim.
My
you
pleasure.
You definitely want to keep an eye on the kids nowadays. Now that they're going to be home from school, the kids are going to be running and playing. Definitely want to keep them hydrated and out of the sun mostly, but definitely keeping them active though. The fun and fit ways, such as playing kickball, even when you guys are going out on family outings, you guys can park far and walk as a family. Things that are safe, fun, and fit for the kids. Because now that Dade County Public Schools are starting to get involved in sending letter homes saying that our kids are obese or out of shape or prone to some sort of disease. So it's getting serious.
Wow. I mean, you're kidding me now, right? They're, the people at our schools are putting a red letter on these kids that they got the big O. That's just, I want to say this, that from a political standpoint, I just don't think that's a really good thing to do. But I do think a call home that's kind of quiet, they should definitely let the parents know. But sometimes the child just lives in an area where they don't have access to healthy food, or they're an aficionado of video games. I mean, Tarek, how do we deal with the kids of today that don't know how to eat right and play a lot of video games?
That is true, though. That is true, though. That's why it's very important to continue to educate our kids and ourselves on how to stay fit, how to keep our kids fit. You know, invest in the Wii games. You can't afford a trainer. These kids are playing video games every day. Invest in a Wii game instead of these other systems where our kids sit down for 4 or 5 hours and on their butt and just playing video games. Get a Wii game. Don't reward our kids with pizza and donuts. You know, reward them with fruit and carrots and apples, and let them know how important it is to stay healthy and start adding vegetables to our meals so the kids don't have to work as hard to stay in shape. Because, you know, our kids are getting lazy these days with all the video games. So we must invest in Wii games if you're going to play video games.
Now, Tarek, one of the other things that you really pointed out to me that I thought was fascinating was Simon, that's my 11-year-old nephew, he climbed on the elliptical and he just started to rock away. And with just a couple of little pointers, you had that little man doing the elliptical just as strong as I was, and I think that kid could have done it till the cows came home. So is it okay for a young person to use exercise equipment if they have the right supervision?
Yes, of course. If they have the right resistance and the correct and the right supervision, it is okay. That's why I told him to slow down a little bit, take your time, and just kind of get into a rhythm, because you're using your upper extremities and your lower extremities as well, collectively almost at the same time, but in a rhythm type way. So that's why it's important for him to slow, gradually get his pace up, and you know, just pay attention to what he's doing. He's just not going all out trying to break a sweat and hurting himself, but very important to progress as you move.
So, Tarek, what do you think is the number one exercise that somebody can do with their youngster to keep them fit?
Oh, man, I'm all about safety. You can go out in the backyard. It doesn't have to be with the trainer or in the gym, or it could be in the backyard. You guys can play a one-hour kickball game, a 45-minute volleyball game, or shoot some hoops for 2 hours. That's a great exercise for kids.
So, you know, I know you're shooting some hoops. That's just a ringer for you, Tarek, because I know that you're a basketball aficionado, that you run with some of the local teams here in town.
Yes, sir.
When are you going to come over and start doing some basketball training with me? I think it's cool enough now for you to start getting me some more of that stuff going.
Awesome, Joe. I'm glad to hear that. Actually, we can incorporate that our very next session, which is this Saturday, if the weather permits. I'm all in, Jim. Let's do it. I'm ready to keep you going.
Oh, wow. You almost said you're ready to kick my booty there. So, you know, listen, I'm really excited about doing that. And I must tell everybody that if you can get a hold of Tarek and get on his schedule. And, Tarek, how do they do that?
Oh, they can simply give me a call at my direct line. Yes, my direct line area code is 786-278-5584. You can always follow me on Twitter at Tarek Maddox for my latest and greatest tips on nutrition and health.
You know, the number one thing that I get from you, Tarek, is the positive energy and the focus that you bring to my workouts. I tell my wife all the time that one of the things that brings you to the forefront for me is that you hold me back when it's needed, because I've always found that as I start to get used to it, a specific exercise, I just, I want to go overboard. So I want to thank you for keeping me in touch and in time with everything that's been going on. What's one last tip you want to give for a young person out there?
You're a young man out there. You're looking to put on some muscles. Make sure you make the best decisions when it comes to eating foods and snacks. And always stay active, get off the couch, leave those video games alone, and keep moving and get moving.
There you go. And you didn't talk about any needles or pills there, which I think is very important to just make it natural. Ain't that right?
That's right. That's right, Jim. Thanks for that pointer, Jim.
All right. Well, listen, Tarek, I'll see you at our next session. And I want to thank you for calling in again. How do people get you real quick? All right. Tarek's gone. All right. Well, listen, I want to thank all of our guests, Jonathan Bletcher, Tim Becker from the University of Miami. I want to thank Corey from Magnum Energy Solutions. And, of course, Tarek Maddox. I want to thank our sponsors, UHealth, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL alumni, the Miami Dolphins, the Miami Marlins. I want to thank Social Media 305, our other sponsors, Lauren's Kids and the Aztec Group. Of course, always Publix is out there helping us when we have our events in the field. Especially want to thank you, our listeners, as we turn the corner on the year. You've been a key reason why we've done over 240 episodes, and we're cranking up more for next year. Please go to our Facebook page and show us and like our show. Tell your friends. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us what you want to hear at Jim Fried, at Fried on Business. LinkedIn, YouTube, our website, www.friedonbusiness, gets lots of hits every week. It's got all our archives. So join us next week. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen.
You see, you don't tug on Superman's cape. You don't speed into the wind. You don't pull the mask off a Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Country boy, you said I'm looking for a man named Jim. I am a fool shooting boy. My
My name is Willie McCoy, but down at home they call me Slim. Yeah, I'm looking for the king of 42nd Street. He drive on a drop-top Cadillac. Last week he took all my money, and it may sound funny, but I come to get my money back. And everybody say, Jack, don't you know that you don't tug on Superman's cape? You don't spit into the wind. You don't pull the mask off the old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Jim. Well, a hush fell over the pool room. The Jimmy come bopping in an awful street. And when the curtain was done, the only part that wasn't bloody was the soles of the big man's feet. Yeah, he was cut in about 100 places, and he was shot in a couple more. And you better believe it's on a different kind of story when the big Jim hit the floor. Oh, oh, oh. There's a saying, you don't tug on Superman's cape, you don't spit into the wind, you don't pull the mask off old Lone Ranger, and you don't mess around with Slim. Yeah, big Jim got his hat. Find out where's that is not hustling people strange to you. Even if you do got a two-piece.